It's been a big month in COVID news. This Monday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the first COVID vaccine. Unfortunately, misinformation is slowing efforts to vaccinate, and the U.S. Surgeon General warned, quote, health misinformation is an urgent threat to public health. How do we beat vaccine misinformation? Also this month, the Kaiser Family Foundation released a report saying the number one reason for those who changed their minds and got vaccinated, the single thing that worked best was talking with family. That's right. We are the single best chance our family members have. But how do we do it? I'm Jeff Stewart from Syneos Health Consulting. Today on the Syneos Health Podcast, how we can help our family members emerge from the sea of COVID vaccine misinformation. Talking to our families about COVID vaccines next on the Syneos Health Podcast. I've put a bit of effort with friends and family over the pandemic to unwind misinformation. Something I'm asked in private messages is something like this. What do I say to a family member who thinks COVID is all a hoax? We can talk about the general approach and then go into the specifics. We'll just talk through the misinformation that's common and how to answer that directly with facts. That's today's episode. Here's a general rule. Now, this is a general rule I've seen work. Care about the person. Care about the person we're talking with. Care about them. Care about what would help them. Care about how they feel. Listen to them. Think what they may need to know to get them to the next step. You know what doesn't work? Politics. This was a good little quote. It said that when we mix science and politics, we get politics. Don't bring up politics. Don't bring up political parties. Try not to engage on political leaders and what they did or did not do. Just let it go. Don't tell people they're stupid. Don't tell people they're liars. Don't tell people they're going to win the Darwin Award. None of that helps. Do listen. Most concerns have answers. The fact that we are family means that we know something no propaganda source has. Shared experience. Our families lived with us. They know us. They might not trust that we are right, but they at least know we mean well. I know it can seem like what they are hearing is just too big to fight, but remember that trust from a propagandist is counterfeit. We have the real currency of trust. We have shared lives. That shared experience can be spent on them. Finally, be patient. Have you ever had a kid with a tangled knot of hair so tangled that you wonder how they even got it that way? Ever tried to comb that knot out? It takes time, doesn't it? You can't pull the comb through the first time. You have to pick at it little by little. Just be patient. Little wins, little tiny wins. Even just the fact that they're hearing something from you, from us, someone they know cares about them, that's a win. Now, specifics. We'll go through a list of what misinformation is out there, and I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, but here's what I hear over and over again, and here's what I've found works best to counter each piece. So I'll have 10 pieces of misinformation and ways that you can counter those pieces of information, sometimes just with facts, sometimes just good ways to put things. Here we go. Number one, the vaccines were rushed. Trials take years. These were done way too fast. Now, this claim is made over and over. You've probably heard it yourself. Here's how I found it's best to answer this one. Start with the truth. You're right. The trials were fast. Most clinical trials take years to get to about 2,000 or 3,000 patients. Here's how they could do this without cutting corners. The mRNA vaccine trials had a lot more patients in them. It wasn't 2,000 or 3,000. Over 70,000 patients took the mRNA vaccines before they were authorized. That's how they got to the answers so quickly. Second, when it comes to safety, vaccines are in the body only for a few days. All known side effects from vaccines show up about 60 days or earlier, or never show up. Other drugs that are taken once or twice, like anesthetics, can also have shorter trials. That's what makes some trials very short. That's different from drugs we take every day. Those drugs can take years and years to see when the side effects show up. We didn't cut corners, we cut red tape. Misinformation number two, mRNA vaccines change our DNA. They don't. The mRNA doesn't even get to our DNA to change anything. The mRNA goes to the cytoplasm, like the white of the egg, but not to the nucleus, which is the yolk, where the DNA is. But if you're still worried about mRNA, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine isn't based on mRNA anyway. So take that one if you're really worried about it. mRNA vaccines do not change our DNA. Number three, there are poisons in the vaccines. Well, the Pfizer vaccine has five ingredients. And I'm choosing the Pfizer vaccine because it's the simplest in terms of ingredients. Water, sugar, salt, fats, and mRNA. Now, our bodies are full of mRNA. The rest of the other things? Very common. No poisons there. The vaccines have been safe and effective. Now, there's a side note that the Moderna vaccine has a different fat. I'm mentioning this because it comes up over and over again. A different fat called SM102. One misinformation piece that's going around is an OSHA bulletin saying not to use SM102 in humans. If your family has heard that, you can divert them to the Pfizer vaccine, the five ingredients that are simple and don't have SM102. Or you can unpack the SM102 misinformation. That SM102 safety bulletin is from non-pharma grade SM102 with 90% chloroform. The warning refers to the chloroform. That's not for human use, but for research use. A separate division of the company makes SM102 for human and animal use without the chloroform. So it's not a lie that an SM102 had this warning. It's just not the approved source for people. So it's deceptive misinformation. Number four, and this is a big one. People are dying from the vaccines. Probably the best choice is just to relate our own personal experience. If we've had the vaccine, we're not dead. We're talking to them. That fact that family members took vaccines and are okay, that works. That works better than anything else. People who changed their mind and were vaccinated often said that family members' personal experience with the vaccines did it for them. If you do want to go deeper on this outside the personal experience, it's tricky, but can be done. More people are dying from COVID. That's number one, way more. In clinical trials, when they can test carefully, the saline solution had more deaths than the vaccine. Now, nobody believes saline killed those people, not even the little tiny bit that they gave them. It's just that when we give something to a lot of people, some will die from life. And there was a paper that did claim that more people died of vaccines than of COVID. That paper was retracted. The false claim was from looking only at lives saved in a short time frame. So just this one little time frame that they gave the vaccine and then measured deaths, and then counting every death of anyone who had a vaccine, no matter what they died from. Speaking of that, misinformation number five. Thousands of people died from the vaccine, the CDC says. It's in the VAERS database. So I'll explain what VAERS is. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Anti-vaxxers know VAERS very well. VAERS is basically a complaint box. Anyone can submit a record. Doctors can, but also patients can, and basically anyone can. The records can have anything in them at all. There was, and this is a pretty good fact to talk about VAERS, there was one person who said that following vaccine, he turned into the Incredible Hulk. He turned green, he got very mad, he burst out of his clothing, and he got very strong. That's what was in VAERS at one time. I'm not kidding. You can look that one up. I'll put this in the show notes. There can be complete nonsense in there. And the numbers include anyone who took the vaccine and then died in the next days, weeks, or months. Doctors are required to report those there so that there can be investigation. That's what it's for. You put the complaints in, and then the CDC follows up to find out if there is an actual link. And when there have been some very rare side effects, one in 100,000, 200,000, those have been detected. So this is a good system to detect very rare side effects. These hordes of people dying of COVID vaccines is not true. So far, those investigations have not found that vaccines kill people. There are about 870 people who die every day in the United States. About half the country is vaccinated, so there are going to be a lot of people in the system who died of other causes. It's just the starting place for investigation. And even if we assume all of them were actually killed by the vaccine, all those reported in VAERS actually were killed by the vaccine, the virus would still be 1 in 56,000 per the CDC. Compare this to COVID infections, which kills about 1 in 150. So 1 in 56,000, obviously very much rarer than 1 in 150. Even if you believed all of that, COVID would be 400 times deadlier than even the worst case scenario. Number six, there are microchips tracking people in the COVID-19 vaccines. In a recent YouGov poll, over half of those who say they would not get a vaccine said it was definitely or probably true that the U.S. government is using the COVID-19 vaccine to microchip the population. Now, I know this one's a little extreme, but still, it's something that we might need to answer for our family. I go back to the Pfizer 5, water, sugar, salt, fats, mRNA. Sometimes your family member may have a picture that they've seen on social media of a chip in a syringe that's going around. You can let them know that that is not the vaccine. That's a diagnostic chip in development from another company. It's not the vaccine. Number seven, it's an experimental, unproven vaccine. Not anymore. We have a vaccine that is fully approved. The vaccine has been judged by experts at the FDA to be safe and effective. Number eight, Why would I take a vaccine for a virus that is 99% survivable? Well, the 1% deaths add up. We have over 600,000 deaths in the United States, plus many more are hospitalized, even people who are perfectly healthy. Over half of those who are hospitalized have symptoms over a year later. Number 9. People who got the vaccines are getting COVID. The vaccines don't even reduce transmission. Well, it's true. 94% isn't 100%. 94% is pretty good. Nearly everyone who is hospitalized or dies from COVID is unvaccinated. We now know vaccines reduce transmission by about the same amount, in the 90 range. Last one is not about the vaccines directly, but is about something that's often substituted for vaccines in people's minds. Why not use this rather than get vaccinated? Here's the last one of misinformation. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have had amazing results. Well, the amazing results from these drugs that were claimed were from two sources: early trials and, unfortunately, fraud, or at least apparent fraud. The early trials that didn't have randomization and controls did show sometimes great results. So researchers ran randomized controlled trials, randomized so that we took patients in and we randomized them. They would go either to the treatment arm or to the control arm so that we didn't select for the patients that might do better in one group versus the other, and then controlled it. We had something to compare to. Some of those trials were large, some small. The largest trials showed that hydroxychloroquine didn't work. It didn't work when taken early. It didn't work when taken late. That's the end. Hydroxychloroquine didn't work. For ivermectin, it didn't work in randomized controlled trials either. However, the single largest trial showed strong results, so this was confusing. This trial turned out to be apparent fraud and was just retracted. Allegedly, the patients were just invented. Take that one trial away and put the rest of the trials together in a meta-analysis, and those trials together show no benefit for ivermectin. A new large study is due out soon, so we'll see. But right now, there is insufficient evidence to believe that ivermectin does much of much with COVID. So those are the top 10 pieces of misinformation I've been hearing recently, and ways to counter that misinformation and replace the misinformation with something that's factual and might help our family be able to overcome their own resistance or reluctance to taking a vaccine that could save them and save those that they love also. I'll end with a list of 5 facts that help convince. These are what former FDA Commissioner Tom Frieden listed that helped convince a wait-and-see focus group to consider at least taking a vaccine. Number 1. If you get infected with the virus, it will go all over your body and stay there for at least a week and be much more likely to cause you long-term problems than the vaccine. Number 2. If you get the vaccine, it will prime your immune system, but then the vaccine is gone. It will not be with you anymore. Number 3. More than 90% of doctors who have been offered this vaccine have chosen to get it. It's now over 95%, by the way. Number 4. The more we vaccinate, the faster we can get back to growing our economy and doing the things we want to do. Number 5. If people get vaccinated, we're going to save at least 100,000 lives of Americans who would otherwise be killed by COVID. I thought those 5 were great. If you listen to the This American Life episode, The Herd, you can hear a skeptical audience be moved to change their minds based on that plus personal stories from trusted sources. It's a great episode. And we'll put a link to that episode and many other references of the facts that I've listed in today's episode in the show notes. COVID's been tough on all of us. Sometimes the hardest part is not knowing what we can do to help make things better. Now we have it. Now we have something we all can do. We know advice from family to family works. If we're persistent, if we are patient, we are the best chance they have to hear the truth. Good luck.
That's all for today's episode of the Syneos Health Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Stewart from Syneos Health Consulting. If you want to talk through a hard decision you're making at your life sciences company, you may email me at podcast@syneoshealth.com. For access to more future-focused, actionable life sciences insights, visit the Syneos Health Insights Hub at insightshub.health. Syneos Health, shortening the distance from lab to life.